Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. Military-grade encryption, complete anonymity, protect yourself from hackers, access content from anywhere. VPN marketing is some of the most misleading advertising in tech. Every YouTuber is sponsored by one. Every podcast has a promo code, and most of what they tell you is either exaggerated or flat out wrong. Let's cut through the noise. VPNs are probably the most oversold privacy tool on the internet. That doesn't mean they're useless, but you need to understand what they actually provide before deciding if you need one. A VPN, virtual private network, creates an encrypted tunnel between your device and a server operated by the VPN provider. Here's what that means in practice. Your internet traffic goes to the VPN server first, then out to its destination. Websites see the VPN server's IP address, not yours. Your ISP sees you connecting to the VPN, but not where you go after that. That's it. That's what a VPN does. It shifts who can see your traffic from your ISP to the VPN provider. This has some real uses. It hides your browsing from your ISP. Your internet provider can normally see every website you visit. With a VPN, they only see encrypted traffic to the VPN server. It masks your IP address from websites. Sites you visit see the VPN's IP instead of yours, making it harder to track you by IP. It protects you on untrusted networks. On public Wi-Fi, a VPN prevents the network operator or anyone else on the network from seeing your traffic. It can bypass geographic restrictions. Want to watch content only available in another country? Connect to a VPN server there. These are legitimate benefits, but they're a lot narrower than VPN marketing suggests. Now let's bust some myths. VPNs protect you from hackers. No, a VPN encrypts traffic between you and the VPN server. But most of your traffic is already encrypted with HTTPS. A VPN doesn't protect you from phishing, malware, or credential theft. It doesn't secure your accounts. It doesn't make you unhackable. VPNs make you anonymous. No, you're not anonymous. You've just shifted your trust. Instead of your ISP seeing your traffic, your VPN provider sees it. If they log your activity, you're not private. If they get subpoenaed, your data can be handed over. You've changed who can surveil you, not eliminated surveillance. VPNs protect you from tracking. Barely. Cookies, browser fingerprinting, logged in accounts, none of this is affected by a VPN. If you're logged into Google and browsing with Chrome, a VPN does nothing to stop Google from tracking you. IP is just one tracking vector, and often not the most important one. Military-grade encryption. This is marketing nonsense. AES 256 is standard encryption used everywhere. Your HTTPS connection to any website uses equally strong encryption. Military-grade sounds impressive but means nothing special. No logs policy. This is the biggest trust issue. VPN providers love to claim they keep no logs, but you're trusting their word. Some no logs VPNs have been caught logging. Unless they've been independently audited and had their claims tested in court, treat no logs as marketing. So when should you use a VPN? On public Wi-Fi, coffee shops, airports, hotels, networks you don't control. A VPN adds a real layer of protection here, preventing the network operator or other users from intercepting your traffic. When you don't trust your ISP. In some countries, ISPs are required to log and report browsing activity. In the US, ISPs can sell your browsing data. A VPN prevents your ISP from seeing what you do online, to bypass censorship or geo restrictions. If content is blocked in your country or you need to access region-locked services, a VPN can help when your IP address matters. If you're doing something where revealing your real IP is a risk, research that might attract attention, accessing services from locations that could identify you. A VPN masks that. But for everyday privacy, a VPN is not the first tool to reach for. Browser choice, search engine, email provider, messaging app, all of these matter more than whether you're using a VPN. If you decide you need a VPN, choose carefully. Mulvad is my top recommendation. They're based in Sweden, accept anonymous payment including cash by mail, and don't require an email to sign up. You get an account number, that's it. They've been audited, they've had their infrastructure physically seized by police and proven they had nothing to hand over. If any VPN actually delivers on no logs, it's Mulvad. Proton VPN is a solid alternative, especially if you're already in the Proton ecosystem. They're based in Switzerland, have a strong privacy track record, and offer a free tier. The paid version includes secure core routing through multiple countries. Avoid free VPNs. If the VPN is free, you're the product. Free VPNs have been caught injecting ads, selling user data, and even including malware. The bandwidth costs money. If they're not charging you, they're monetizing you somehow. Avoid VPNs with aggressive marketing. If a VPN is sponsoring every podcast and YouTuber in existence, ask yourself where that marketing budget comes from. The most trustworthy VPNs tend to have quieter marketing because they don't need to manipulate people into buying. Look for independent audits. Claims are easy, proof is hard. Mulvad and Proton VPN have both published third-party security audits. VPNs have their place. On untrusted networks, they're valuable. For hiding your browsing from your ISP, they work. For bypassing geo-restrictions, they're useful. But they're not magic privacy shields. They don't make you anonymous. They don't protect you from most tracking. And they definitely don't justify the hyperbolic marketing that surrounds them. If you decide to use one, Mulvad or Proton VPN are the trustworthy options, but don't let a VPN be a substitute for the fundamentals. Good passwords, private browsers, encrypted messaging, and thoughtful threat modeling. Next episode, your first encrypted files. We'll protect the data that lives on your devices. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.